Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of Youth Unplugged, brought to you by the Bank of St. Lucia. This afternoon I have a full studio, about four people inside, and they represent a group by the name of Girls of a Feather. Actually, the flyer for today has Sianna Dalsa. Right, so Sianna came with support. Mm-hmm. Is that fair to say?
Well, yes, my fellow cast members.
Hey.
Of the besties of Girls of a Feather.
The besties.
Yes, helping
I want you to come a little bit closer. Okay, I'm not hearing you. Yeah, I need to hear you loud and clear.
Okay.
Right, because I know convent girls actually know how to speak very loud. Because if you pass by the school anytime, you know, around 12,
you know, loud. Clearly.
Clearly.
True, okay. True.
Well, I have a few of them in my class at Sahafa. Mm-hmm. And they're the loudest ones out. So,
well, I'm sure they will be in beer.
Mm-hmm. You think so? All right, so I'm about to learn a little bit more about each and every single one of you here this afternoon. Mm-hmm. Sianna, I think I will go with you last. Mm-hmm. Right?
Okay, she should go with her first. She looks like the most secure,
dignified, well-prepared.
Yeah.
Oh, so you think she prepared for the interview? Okay.
Sure.
So, Sianna, we'll start with you. So, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Of course, welcome to Youth Unplugged, where we highlight youth. So, that means you all are very special because you all are here on the show. Right?
Yeah.
So, Sianna, we're going to start off with you. Of course, your name is Sianna Dalsa, but you could tell me a little bit more about yourself.
Yes, of course, sure. My name is Sianna Dalsa. I am 18 years old, just recently turned 18, March born.
Pisces girl.
Pisces girl, yes. I'm currently pursuing a Bachelor of Economics at the University of the West Indies, Open Campus. I'm the president of the National Students Council, which operates under the National Youth Council.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I'm part of Girls of a Feather and the Youth for Gender Equality Network. I do karate. Fingers crossed I'll be getting my black belt by the end of the month.
Oh, that's why you're giving black. You're trying to manifest that kind of thing.
I suppose so.
Okay.
And yeah, we just came to have fun. Thanks for having me.
Okay, well, I'm not done with you yet.
Oh.
Because you dropped a bomb and I said, you know, economics, you know?
Yes, economics.
So why economics? Did you love econ when you were at convent, or is it something that just happened?
What do you mean just happened? You just got a world degree and it just happened?
No, that's what happened with me as well. Mm-hmm. When I came from Sahafa, my best subject at the time was chemistry. I got a 1 in chemistry at KEEP.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know what? I'm doing chemistry.
Oh, wow.
And when I went to you, I actually started doing chemistry and biology.
Mm-hmm.
And I stopped doing biology because it was too much reading. Yeah, too much reading.
Right.
So I just left it alone. So it actually does happen. A lot of time people just do things that they say because you don't really know what you're... you like. So sometimes you just do something.
I guess that's fair.
Yeah, we're still young.
So why econ?
I chose economics. It's always difficult to
explain,
put into words why I chose economics, but I think it's a very important thing to know, because even though most people think economics is just money, a lot of things are economics, even politics, power, not just, you know, UWP, SLP politics, but the basic politics of having an argument, maybe quarreling with a bus driver. All of that is economic.
Yeah, because I'm squeezing in the back, but you want to charge me, I think, $2. What's a short trip now? $175, I don't know, bus has raised.
Yeah,
you want to charge me $175, putting five people in the back seat? Mm. I'm paying my money, so you should not be doing that. That's economics.
Exactly, that is economics.
Okay, all right, so I learned a lot from you, Miss Dalsa. So we're moving on to the one who said she didn't want to speak much today.
Well.
So good afternoon. So I need the name, I need everything.
Everything, okay. My name is Aaliyah Nakana. How to match up to everything?
That's Sianna. You see why I wanted her to go last? I wanted her to go last.
Okay. I'm like Sianna.
Come on. You are you.
You're like girls of a feather. So
exactly.
Remember.
I'm like Sianna.
So all of you are
figuring out whether or not I, you know, love something as much as she loves economics.
Mm-hmm.
So I dip into everything. I like science, arts, anything really. I'm just trying everything. I haven't found something that's like, okay, this is my thing. I'm still learning, you know, so.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up.
Okay, well, I understand that at convent, PS is normally the big bad class.
I know.
So
you'd be very disappointed to know I'm in arts.
I'm not disappointed.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, most people are disappointed.
First of you.
I was
first
in arts.
Of you.
Yeah. Wait,
first
all
of you. You. Yeah. Huh? I do like everything though. I'm not in arts doing like only arts. I do. I have like science, business, everything.
A nice little mix.
Yeah.
Perfect mix actually.
Okay. Well, we're taking that. All right.
Yeah.
Last but not least, I think you may have to move in a little bit.
Oh, well, yeah. Let me come and take a little squeeze.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we get it. Okay.
Awesome. Can you hear me?
Yes. So
wonderful.
I need the name. I need everything.
Okay. Well, I'm the last to go, so obviously that means I'm the best.
Oh,
good afternoon.
Wow, wow. That, again. dropping bombs.
This wasn't in the rehearsal.
No, it
my apologies. You know, I just have to go out of the box sometimes. Not my fault.
Mm-hmm.
Good afternoon. My name is Savannah John. I am 17. Sienna stole all the economics love from me, so now I have to say my love for business. I am doing business, and I aspire to have a bachelor's in business administration and to get my master's in economics. So
I'm
just you're going all around the place, but you know, you actually said that you're the best, but I see your overall is filled with badges. I see Big Sister. What exactly is a Big Sister?
Oh, well, the Big Sister program is something that's done by the Pay Helpers at St. Joseph's Convent, and it's basically a program where Form 4, so I've been a Big Sister from since Form 4.
Okay.
A Form 4 student is assigned to 3 or 4, sometimes more, little Form 1 students to help them settle into the school, get accustomed. If they have any questions, they feel they ask us. We're like their mentors and just their guidance. Yeah.
I think at SMC we could have done with Big Brothers. Because when I was in Form 1, and taps I get in my head. As soon as we could have, yeah, you could have done that. I see Interact Club, Interact Rotary, of course, planting trees and helping get rid of polio.
Yes.
By fighting polio.
Yes.
I was actually part of Interact. Yeah, laughing. That's a serious thing, you know.
It's a serious
thing, you know.
It's very serious.
Of course, I see an
SJC. No, this one first.
Chess.
Yes. Okay. The chess, so I'm a I'm the vice president of the chess club actually. We reformed it because it was there before, but then it just died down due to lack of interest. So a friend of mine, she's not here with us today, she's a member too, but she said let's come together and let's just start the chess club again so that, you know, we can get the interest back in there, because some students were interested, some students are interested. That's why we have the club.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but I actually don't know the first thing when it comes to chess. I didn't even know there's a difference between chess and checkers.
Oh, well, there's a big difference.
Yeah, you know.
So if you come to the club, you'll know.
Mm-hmm.
I can't now, you know, that. Okay, and the last badge is that of?
The last badge is that of rank prefect. That's why I wanted to save it for last, because it's my most treasured badge.
Oh my.
I am not only a rank prefect at the school, but I am a student leader, a very proud one at that. And I have been so from since Form 4. Student leaders basically, you know, lead students in essence. That's basically what it is. Yeah.
Okay. I didn't highlight what you had. The yellow one, is that a difference? What exactly is the yellow one?
It's a merit badge.
Oh, that's a merit badge. And the next one is?
It's an effective speaking club badge.
Effective speaking club.
Mm-hmm.
What is an effective speaking club?
You know,
so you're part of the effective speaking club?
Yeah. If you want, yeah, I can give you my badge.
Oh, thank you so much.
No
it just
problem.
Fell
you
off.
See that,
I couldn't
that,
find
that kind of collaboration. I'm already liking it, you know. That, so you see, a while ago I said...
What's effective speaking club? I mean, we do so much.
Yeah.
It's not only
In essence, the entire point of the club is to just, you know, help boost self-confidence with public speaking.
They also do like debating skills.
Well, you are actually public speaking right now.
Exactly. Because the club came in clutch. See that?
Yeah.
It's
true.
It's
not like the entire effective speaking club here. That's just...
How many members do you have in the effective speaking club?
A lot.
Too many. Sorry.
Okay. So is there a difference between effective speaking and debating club?
There's no debating.
Like,
it's the same thing. In fact, speaking, they just do everything. But the main purpose is to just help with confidence in public speaking.
Yeah, and
okay,
some parts of
I think debating club. We had debating club at SMC back in my day.
Yeah.
It was a big thing. I mean, when you were part of debating club, you got a chance to go into youth parliament, which Sienna, I think, was actually a part of.
Actually part of
youth parliament. In what ministry?
I was a senator, an opposition senator.
Okay.
I was an opposition.
They didn't give you anything.
How you been? Oh my God!
Technically, a senator has more power than a House member. Just letting you know.
You know, I mean,
okay,
I just.
Aloha.
To me, I just want to come to youth parliament and say, Mr. Speaker, You know,
say
we,
it, like,
I raise my hand left.
I don't know what I'm gonna say, but I'm just like, Mrs. Speaker.
You know, I would okay. I would constantly repeat. Actually, we had a sitting on Tuesday. You listen to that?
Really? Isn't the Senate going on right now?
I listen to that one on Wednesday.
On Wednesday, yeah, I don't listen to the Senate. I only listen to.
You should listen to the Senate.
All right. So, girls, the three of you actually came here today for a very specific reason, right? We're speaking about girls of a feather. They flock together, not just birds. I said it. Cause look at how young, you know, that interaction, that's speaking chemistry. That's saying
seen
that.
Each other in months.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Well, it's screaming chemistry. It's screaming chemistry. You know, it's giving. The girls
it's
say
giving.
That.
It's,
yeah,
it is
it's,
giving.
It's giving chemistry. All right. So, why am I laughing? I ain't give a joke. Okay. So, girls of a feather, what exactly do you all do?
We are a girls empowerment advocacy and I'm missing one, you know.
Self-actualization, what's going on?
Mentorship.
You missing one?
It's not that. I think it's that. No,
it's a bunch of really great things.
So you tell them you do so many good things that you can't remember one.
It's too numerous to mention.
So many great things, but all of them have like one specific reason to benefit girls.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I mean, society, really.
Society.
Because under Girls of a Feather, we have Youth for Gender Equality, which is a new thing. You should join. Try and join.
Yeah, you tell us about that just before we wrap up. But I want to know a little bit more about Girls of a Feather. How long have you guys been around?
We're new members. Well, I'm new members.
I'm a new member.
New recent members, because we were helping out with the program, we were like, hey, you know, you can join because you're girls, so feel free to join. And so we did. And you know, it's honestly one of the best things that I did, because I really love the program. Again, it's just about empowering girls and speaking for women's rights as well as just human rights on a whole.
Okay.
I've been a member since 2020, and still before that I knew about Girls of a Feather because they had a club in convent. But
I remember that. I think they disbanded it completely because it's not there anymore.
Yes, really? They didn't have a teacher coordinator.
Okay, now that's one of the issues sometimes. You have somebody willing to pick up the mantle and carry this thing through. But in general, Girls of a Feather, how long has the organization been around?
2014.
Again, it's just so much, so it's just
it's so much.
About 9 years. Okay,
it feels
so
like it's been around.
So that's a long time, because I've been hearing about it. I mean, I'm not a girl, so I couldn't join. You understand? But I think youth groups are very important. It's good to sometimes have somewhere to go, you know, keep people out of trouble, one. But two, you also develop a lot of social skills within youth groups. And I think that you three definitely have those social skills.
I think so.
I pride myself on that.
Okay.
You get a sense of empathy. You meet a lot of people.
Different backgrounds as well.
Exactly.
You learn to do different things. And, of course, I would imagine that the group has some sort of activity probably where they give back to the public in different...
Well, I mean,
of course,
we always give back. I think the entire basis of the club is to give back.
That's what I want you to tell me. That's exactly what I want you to tell me. And speaking of giving back, you are literally trying to give back some sort of information and very important information to the public, right?
We are.
And what are we doing this year?
Ruffling feathers.
Was actually in my intro. You know, I actually had to say that a while ago, that we come here to ruffle feathers today. Forgot.
Oh my God. Okay.
I missed it.
You could do it.
So let me say it now.
Yeah.
So you'll come to ruffle feathers.
Of course we come to ruffle feathers. What do you think we come and do?
Exactly.
I'm sorry, I wasn't expecting.
No, we had to ruffle.
That took one by surprise.
No, but I thought it was vex faces.
I wasn't thinking.
I thought it was vex faces because we're pretending like it was starting all over again.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I wasn't expecting.
That one clearly failed. So
yeah,
I mean,
like that.
It failed or it worked. Yeah.
It took you by surprise. So
it definitely did. Sienna, it's telling me that at some point you probably did some sort of theater or some sort of drama, probably.
I wish. Actually, I wanted to join theater arts just because I was vexed with my vexed about my social studies grade. But because social studies was against theater.
Only a convent girl that will pick up another subject Only a convent girl.
I don't think only a convent girl. A lot of us. I was there at one point. I needed to drop physics to do, I think.
Really?
POA?
I love it.
POA.
You see how crazy that sounds?
It's insane.
No, it is crazy.
Okay. I love physics. It's amazing.
Great subject.
I mean, you all seen that, but I love POA. Physics, I am... Let's continue.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. So remember, we're starting all over.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, fix faces. Mm-hmm. Let's get it back.
We're not doing that.
No, we're not doing that. We just... Okay. So, you guys are here today to talk about comprehensive sexuality education.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
All right. And you currently have a webinar on YouTube. I actually watched a web series.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I said webinar. Web series.
Yes.
Web series. Going on. Every week is an episode coming out. How often is that?
Every week.
Yeah. That's
I mean, we took a break.
Okay.
Break,
but I actually watched one of the episodes before.
What did you think?
I think the production is fantastic. Right? And I actually got to see all of your faces before.
Really?
Yeah.
You know?
There's so many of us for seeing everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, this one came out a month ago, February 2nd.
Is that the first episode, the couch
one? No, actually, watching Ruffling Feathers Couch.
Yeah. Couch one. That's the first episode.
Hold up. The first one.
Yeah.
I saw there's another one.
There is another one.
But
there
like
is.
The
Couch
Combos is the only one with all
five of us.
Yeah, okay, yep.
Six,
okay.
Five.
My bad. So I actually watched the first episode.
Oh, six.
There's okay. Six of us.
I thought I watched the second episode.
With the first Bijani episode is amazing, though.
Yeah, the first one is nice. Mm-hmm. The first one is nice. So, I mean, intro very well. On point, speaking about what exactly sexuality education is, or CSE. Mm-hmm. And I think I could ask you now to tell the public what exactly is CSE, because this is a big part of youth development. And who wants to take it?
Okay, I will kick it off.
Dalsa, will you
okay. CSE, Comprehensive Sexuality Education, is a curriculum that basically teaches about sexual and
reproduction.
It teaches us about sexual and reproductive health and rights. So that includes the cognitive and emotional aspects of relationships and the
gender identity and, you know, orientation. All of what has to deal what isn't typically taught in classes.
Right, exactly.
Basically, we're going outside the classes.
Yeah, it does include the biology, the social aspects of it.
Yeah.
Everything meshed together.
Okay.
Everything.
I love your definition. I love that definition. But actually, I have one here from UNESCO.
Mm-hmm.
So if you could allow me for a second to read that one. It's actually not that long, but let's go. CSE is curriculum-based. It's a process of teaching and learning about the cognitive, emotional, physical, and social aspects of sexuality.
Exactly.
It aims to equip children and young people with knowledge, skills, attitudes, and values that will empower them to realize their health, well-being, and dignity.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Also, to help develop respectful social and sexual relationships. And I think there's always a cause and effect. You know, you teach something, but there's a reason why you teach it.
Exactly.
And that is very important. The why. You write lesson objectives. You have to say, why am I teaching the students about
so and so?
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
Yes.
Endometriosis. Actually, the month for endometriosis. That's a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
It affects women. If you're familiar with endometriosis, it's a month for that. Actually, women's month as well. And actually, we're still speaking about CSE this month. So, a lot of things relating to youth, and that's what Youth Unplugged is all about. Okay, so I think the non-formal setting to distribute or disseminate information with regards to CSE is actually very important, and that's the route that Girls of a Feather currently taking.
Because even for us, a lot of what we learned about CSE, I mean, much thanks to Girls of a Feather also, but a lot of what we learned about what that would fall under CSE was from informal settings, from conversations, researching among ourselves.
Okay, the formal setting, I think we lack it.
Yes,
it's not
like
there.
The conversations in formal settings, or
the conversation in a formal setting. It's not something that you speak about in the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Miss Foster is brilliant. She's there. She's hiding, but she's there.
Yes,
the classroom. We don't speak about these things in the classroom, at least at the secondary school level. I think probably when you get to higher education, the conversations are there.
It's brought up from time to time, but is it brought up as much as we think it should?
No. Probably not.
Yeah. And I don't really blame secondary schools for that, because it all comes down to, you know, who thinks who has to teach whom that That's subject true. Because we're at home and we think we should learn it at home, but then the parents are like, you know, leave that for school. That don't bring that
here. Oh, I'm not having a conversation with my child.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And then when you go to the school, it's like, that's something you should be learning at home. You shouldn't recommend that. We're only here to teach you the biology part of that. But, you know, what the entire aim of the program is to just help, you know, open a way to say, hey, you can have a conversation with this at home and at school. Mm-hmm. The point is you have to have that conversation.
Yes. At some point. I mean, culturally, I think we have some stigma there as well. Mm-hmm. You understand? If you feel your grandmother would tell your mother about that, you lie.
Yeah.
You understand? Your grandmother tell your mother that. And probably even now, your mother didn't want to tell you that either. You understand? So where are you going to get the information from? I could tell you where. On YouTube.
Yeah.
From Girls of a Feather Page.
I was afraid as to where it would go.
You, I kind of held on to this.
I'm telling you, you could get it on UNESCO's website, but it's a lot of red tape. It's probably not interactive, and you have to read a page worth, because that's what I had to do. Mm-hmm. Read a page worth to pre. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's if you would actually get it. But it's good to have, you know, the social interaction.
And that is awesome. I think one of the most effective ways of teaching is that of audiovisual learning.
Yes.
And with audiovisual learning, you could see, you could hear. You understand? Mm-hmm. And sometimes that's better than going and read the book.
Yeah.
Do you learn better in class, or do you learn better when you go home and study?
I learn better when I want to learn.
That depends, you know.
Okay. I'm knocking that one. Right, they just send that to the left hand side.
It all depends on the person, because they have the different teaching styles, and someone cannot... two people can't learn the exact same way. Right?
Definitely.
Yeah. So we may all be sitting in the class and be like, yeah, we understand. But then we go home, we sit down, and it's like, oh, that's what she was talking about. And sometimes we go home, we look at that, and we're confused. And when we go back in the class, it's like, oh, that's what I had to do for homework. And even sometimes we may not understand it in both cases. And then we have to go somewhere completely outside both home.
That is what I want you to say. Right? And that's that place where you sometimes go is YouTube. Yeah. Literally, I'm telling you, for probably the first 2 years of a bachelor's degree, YouTube has enough information to let you pass. Everything is there. It's been given to you for free.
Yeah.
I mean, for a few ads, all of a sudden the ads popping up left, right, and center. Can't
deal
with them.
Premium.
Who's paying for that? I'm definitely not paying for that. You understand? So I think the information is there. It's there. It's there. We have to find ways to go and get the information.
And we have to find ways to contribute to it too.
Exactly. And I think what you guys are doing is very important, and it needs to be highlighted, right? Mm-hmm. So currently, 2 episodes out. How many episodes are we looking to drop off this year?
Five.
Five,
yes.
Five. Mm-hmm. All right, so how soon can I expect the next one?
Let me just take the mic quickly. Episode 3, which is my episode, I was the host of that episode, will be coming out next week.
Oh, so everything recorded already?
Everything recorded.
What are you taking us for?
I don't know.
So look forward to my episode, which is next week. But all episodes will be, you'll see the rest of the episodes next month. So don't worry, we'll have them for you. Just stay tuned, stay excited. Because we know we came to ruffle some feathers.
Okay. And you're not definitely doing that. You understand? So let me get those handles, for instance. Of course, I actually have the handle, so I'll just say Girls of a Feather SLU. The subscribers needs to go up. I think, I will actually hit subscribe right now. Let me just...
He did that.
Exactly.
He did that.
Yeah, on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And I'm actually going to have notifications turned on.
Oh, yes. He did that again.
Right?
As he should. As
yes, content made for kids, right? And young adults. So it's good. It's rated E for everyone.
Let's not shame the adults. Go ahead, the adults.
Yeah, the adults, you know, come.
Sometimes, even as our big age, we may not know everything, or we may know some things, and it may be a little misconfusing. So it's education for everybody.
Yeah, and, like, it's a good idea to, like, learn what's in demand. Like, even though not necessarily many people are overtly asking for it, but to know that, okay, maybe this is how I could reach my students in the class, because I'm sure this might become the responsibility of a lot of teachers
eventually. And that's the conversation you probably have with students outside of the class. A lot of people don't know that there is a I think when I just started teaching, they told me there is a, what is the word she used? She said there is the non-teaching aspect, which you have to deal with, and that is sometimes a lot. And I've had students come to me and I had the most conversation outside of the class, probably within my office hours. And some of these things would shock you.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? It shocked me as well as a young teacher. And, you know, how do you deal with these things? Sometimes it's because we don't have the information out as yet. Some people don't have the avenues and that sort of thing. So I'm very impressed with the initiative. Of course, we have Girls Over Feather on YouTube. They should also have some extra handles, some Facebook, some Instagram.
Yes, of course. We're everywhere. Twitter.
So, no, I don't like Twitter. But I like Instagram. I like Instagram. So, let me get the Instagram handle.
Let me just... Yeah. I want to be sure.
Girls of Feather SLU. Right. No space, yeah. No dots, anything. No. Just Girls of a Feather SLU. And Facebook. Facebook is the best one out of them all. Girls of a Feather SLU. So it's...
On Facebook. I feel like Insta. I feel like our Insta.
Insta.
It's pushing P.
I never knew what that means.
Well, I'm a young host, so I have to give you the colloquial terms inside of.
Yes, okay. You know. Yes, you do.
Okay, I got Girls Over Feather on Instagram.
I've heard pushing P before, but like I don't.
Pushing positivity.
Oh, really?
Positivity.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's what it means. Okay. Pushing positivity. Right, so I just followed Girls Over Feather on Instagram as well. I'm not a girl, but follow me back.
Yeah, right? Of course, for sure.
Okay, guys, thank you so much. We're running out of time. Thank you so much.
We are?
I feel like we just started.
Can you believe it?
Yeah.
Right?
I don't feel like we talked enough.
I think we need to come back.
But there's so much you can say about this topic, and you know what? We can just accept that this show, Ruffling Feathers, is a stepping stone. Because, you know, when you're dealing with things that need so much social reform, you can't have just one thing and say, okay, it will work, and then we'll solve the crisis of
not
enough information being spread. But it's a really good stepping stone. Because, I mean, look at how far
we've come. And again, it opens the door for conversation among both families and schools.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because actually, I don't know how I forgot to say this, but I think that this series, as soon as it's done, start using that in secondary schools, you know. You can start using that in primary schools, you know.
Really,
I just started running this thing, you know. I'm serious.
I am.
Why? Exactly. We could have a season 2. You could have that on. Is GIS still a thing? GIS. GIS. NTN. Right?
Yeah.
At one point in time, there was, what's it, CXC lessons on one of these things. You could have math lessons. They were... Oh, how to pass math. It was on TV, it was national television.
What was it?
It was a choice, so one of these things, it was there.
What was it called just now? The Student's Companion, they had these things.
Right, Student's Companion, it was on.
It's still alive?
It was on. So I'm saying we could literally use that series, get it on the television, get it on the networks.
We need some more.
And that's what I'm saying. The production is already so good. You know, you could swear. Who edited that thing? I want to know. Miss Foster, was that you? I mean, no, somebody with real skills had to do that thing. So I'm saying it's good. You understand? So let's see how we could continue pushing that narrative, pushing that Ruffling Feathers series, and see how far it could go.
We need some feedback as well. So, you know, comments, reposts.
Be interactive.
Exactly.
Be
interactive. That's the point.
I mean, Girls Over Feathers have a lot going on, as a matter of fact. Girls with goals, right? As a paid internship, they be, you come and do something there, fill out the application, the link in the bio, it's there.
There we go.
Important. You know, empowerment through self-actualization. So start to realize your potential. Start to realize what you can do. And of course, Girls Over Feather can help you out. And if you check out their page, they actually posted some job alerts the other day.
You feel it already?
Really? Why?
You're faster.
Yeah.
I feel like just two weeks ago.
They had a project manager, you know, some counselors.
Serious thing, you know.
Wow.
No joking.
Yeah, no joke.
See, we don't play around.
We don't. We ruffle feathers.
For sure. So hashtag girls, let's talk. All right? Hashtag Girls Over Feather. All right? Guys, thank you so much. Was there anything I didn't touch on, Miss Foster?
I covered
everything. That's the best way to do it. Cover everything. You understand?
Just like CSC does.
CSE. We're not leaving anything
else.
Full circle.
Exactly.
That's the possible energy. It's giving badness.
Exactly.
We can settle for that.
You work with that? Take that and run with that. That's my comment. It's giving... I can't find a word again.
It's giving girl boss.
Giving women empowerment.
Okay, before I go, let me just give her one more. It's giving self-actualization.
Exactly.
Yeah. Run it back. All right? I'm learning. So, Girls of a Feather, thank you so much for coming into Youth Unplugged today. Mm-hmm. All right? And I hope I could see you all again with something new.
Yeah, season two, of course.
Eventually,
yeah. Who knows, I might open a business. You never know.
Yeah. And that's what Youth Unplugged is about. So if I could see you in that light as well, I'd appreciate it. Guys, my name is Khalif. I'll see you guys again next week. I think we end the month with one more lady. You know, it's only girls this month, the entire month of March. Yeah, we're ending with one more lady in here next week. And she's actually a farm her. Not a farm her. But a farm her. You understand? Farm H-E-R. So next week, we're going to be talking agriculture and a lot more here on Youth Unplugged. See you guys next week.
Bye.